I came to Taylorsville today thinking I could split the distance between downtown and rural Harriman, thinking maybe Jody Genesee would join me here. But apparently Jody's missed the stagecoach to Taylorsville today. The next steam engine doesn't make its way. His horse is being watered and fed. I don't know what it is, but no Jody Genesee on site today. Maybe he's in the Genesee Batcave tracking free agency today. Hey, Jody.
I was trying to track down the Pony Express guy. I heard he had a telegram to give me.
a Western Union telegram? Is that how you're getting your news on free agency? Has the interweb made its way out there?
We're hoping to get that fancy thing. I hear there's a really cool program called Prodigy and AOL that seems to be promising.
Yeah, aren't you Jody.Genesee at AOL.com? Isn't that still that email address for you?
I've upgraded to Hotmail now, so I'm up with the times.
Hey, it's a good thing you're not a free agent this summer, because it would be tough for people to get to your house. You'd have to have, you know, like Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr, they'd have to grab the stagecoach and ride it out to Harriman to make that in-house visit with you today.
But that would show me who was really interested, because, you
true.
Know, that's all. Just stroke my ego. If you make it out here, you know, I'm not going to go into town to talk to you, but if you come out here in the country and visit with the salt of the earth folks, then we know you really want me.
You're kind of in the Hamptons of Southwest Salt Lake County is where you're at today. So what's the latest on the Jazz? I understand they, at least reports out there, had the meeting last night with Jared Dudley. Any other meetings scheduled for today or tomorrow with the Utah Jazz?
I'm still trying to track down if they're – I know that they're busy and they're talking to a lot of guys and gauging interest, and that's part of the game right now. You know, sometimes it's a long shot, but they're reaching out to guys. Right now it's the middle tier and top tier, and then there's, you know, the lower tier guys. So that'll wait for a couple of weeks once the dust settles. But the few guys that are on the radar right now are Luol Deng, Jared Dudley, and then Mo Harkless from Portland is another guy that's been reportedly in their target. So you're looking at a lot of versatile forwards is what we're seeing right now, and that doesn't surprise me at all. Going into free agency and going into next season, the two things that they really need, now that they've kind of shored up their point guard needs with the George Hill signing, or trade, is another good, solid wing, preferably one that's a good defender and a good three-point shooter, and another backup big.
Luol Deng's interesting. I mean, I like him. He's not a great shooter by any means. I think he's kind of an average defender. And would Luol Deng be willing to come off the bench? Because he's not really going to be a starter here. He's not a starter at the three, and he's certainly not a starter at the four. So I know he's 31, but you know, is a guy like Deng going to be willing to come in and be a second unit guy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's what they're talking about right now. And he would almost have to be, because the Jazz are pretty set with their starting rotation right now, assuming that, you know, George Hill started point guard, Rodney Hood, and Gordon Hayward, unless they got a tremendous upgrade at the shooting guard position. But I wouldn't start Luol Deng over Hayward or over Favors, you know, because he's playing a little bit of four nowadays, too. So I think that would have to be his role. And at his point of his career, I mean, he's been in the NBA a long time. I could see him taking a, you know, he wouldn't be like just some random reserve guy. He would be probably the main sixth man. So he's not a great shooter, but he's a pretty good scorer, and he's shown that throughout his entire career. And he's a good veteran, experienced guy, be a good guy in the locker room. I think he would be a solid addition. It's interesting to see Jared Dudley. We talked about him the other day, where he kind of jokingly showed some interest in the Jazz, but I think he's another guy that would be a really good fit with the Jazz team coming off the bench. And Mo Harkless is another intriguing guy. He's not quite as productive offensively as either of those guys, and not as good of a shooter, but he's a really good all-around player, as very athletic and young.
It's never really been the Jazz MO, Jody, to really overpay. I mean, they'll slightly overpay with the exception of maybe the Kirilenko contract. But as these guys, these Mo Harklesses and Lowell Dangs and Jared Dudleys are sitting back, they're seeing the Mozgovs of the world get crazy money. And I'm just wondering what the first couple of days are doing to what the Jazz might have to or want to spend in free agency.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the numbers that are out there right now are just insane. And it's just going to get more and more that way, because that TV money that the NBA just got was just crazy. And I know there's a little off topic, but I think it was really silly of the Players Association to not do the smoothing process where they could have not had players like Timothy Mozgov get a huge contract, where they could have slowly brought that money into the league and spread it out among all the players, instead of allowing this class of free agents or next year's class of free agents get just ridiculous amounts of money, because what we're seeing right now is just kind of outrageous. But the Jazz are going to have to spend. They have a lot of, I mean, they've got a ton of room between where they're at right now and where the salary cap floor is. And so if they don't reach that basement level, of which is, you know, about 15% under the salary cap, then they have to spend that money and divvy it up amongst the players that are on the team. They're going to spend it one way or another. They might as well get some players that can help them as well.
I hate the whole minimum spend, no matter – The NBA, and again, I know it's not going to happen, but the reason the NFL functions so very well is because of the hard cap, Jody. They don't have a basement spend. They don't have a maximum spend. They have a spend that everybody makes, and it makes the league better. And I hate that. Well, here's the minimum you have to spend, because that's going to encourage teams to spend just the minimum, right?
Right, and there's so much money that guys are going to get wacky contracts. And then you're going to have some – I mean, you saw last night Derek Favors, who's making, you know, $10, $11 million right now. He put a little wide-eyed emoji out there last night after he saw some of the numbers that were being reported. And I don't blame him. I mean, he's worth a whole lot of more than Timothy Mozgov is. So you get a guy like – I don't know. I mean, it's even a guy like Marvin Williams, comes in on a 2-year contract and you have to overpay to get him, and he's getting like $19 or $20 million a year. That's more than all of your best players. So I don't know. I could see that there could be some resentment by some of the players. And they talked, you know, I was watching that vertical show on Yahoo Sports last night, and one of the guests or one of the co-hosts mentioned that he could see the NBA owner is trying to get that hard cap, and that's where a strike or a lockout could last a long time, because the players, the last thing they want is a hard cap, and I guarantee the owners want the hard cap.
I know you don't know, and last thing, Jody, before we let you go, you don't know for sure, but what do you think the timeline is for the Jazz and maybe getting some announcements on guys? Is it later this weekend? Is it early next week? What's your best guess on when we might begin to see some names firm themselves up with the Utah Jazz?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they're, and kudos to the Jazz that they're being aggressive and active, just like Dennis Lindsay said they would. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a deal come across over the weekend, and, you know, the Jazz won't be able to announce it until 7th when the moratorium ends. But they're pretty, they want to be players. They want to, Dennis Lindsay knows that he left the team without enough depth last year, and he wants to avoid that at all costs. And there's some players right now, including those guys and more that we haven't talked about, who can really shore up the Jazz's bench.
Jody, thanks so much. Follow him on Twitter for the latest in free agency this weekend, at DJ Jazzy Jody, where you'll find him, and in the pages of the Deseret News and at DesNews.com. Hey, have a good weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, happy 4th of July to you and your listeners, Bill.
Thank you, Jody. Jody Gennessy with us from his ranch out in Harriman this afternoon here on the Bill Riley Show.